This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. World Youth Day may now be over, but the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who attended will take back with them memories that will last a lifetime. Dorothea Abdelmoula is the spokesperson for Krakow 2016. Looking back over the event, she told me that this World Youth Day was a place of encounter where many friendships were made.
Even now in Krakow, we can see many families together with pilgrims, like giving the last farewell and saying goodbye, and we see they're really attached one to each other. We can observe that there are really deep relationships that were born during this time of this exchange. So this is one proof that today was really a real encounter that will for sure bring some fruits that will last for a long time. On the other hand, we hear a lot of young people really inspired and saying that, first of all, they're really attached to it, so what Pope Francis said to them. And many of them say that it was for the first time when they have heard Pope talking like so deeply to them and touching really what is most important for them, as well topics and the way of how was he speaking to them and so on. But also many of them are saying that if Universal Church is what they have seen during those last days, they are really proud of being part of it and they are really willing to continue their adventure, let's say, with the Church. So I think that for sure, World Youth Day for young people and for the Polish families was like a time of discovering what the Universal Church is, what the message of Pope is about. And for sure, we are really inspired.
What do you think was the main highlight, or were there a few main highlights to this event?
Well, so for sure, those highlights are Pope's speeches, and within those speeches, every young person will find another sentence, another words that will inspire him the most. And I really heard that all those Pope's speeches were really touching, were really profound, and that is what young people repeat very often, that what Pope Francis was saying was really something extremely inspiring for them. Maybe one sentence from his speeches that they repeat very, very often is the one when he was saying that he's blessing their dreams. So I think that is something that inspired a lot of young people. Then a very important moment were those meetings at the Pope's window when Pope Francis was just speaking out, was just speaking to young people from his heart with no notes prepared, let's say. And so that was also very inspiring. So sure, the moment when he told the story of Maciek Ciesza, a long-term volunteer that died from cancer and passed away a few weeks ago, it was also very, very inspiring for many young people. And obviously, all of those World Youth Day events were just a part of the Pope's visit. So a part of that, there are many comments concerning his visit to Auschwitz, concerning his visit to Jasna Góra, not only because of the Jubilee of Polish Baptism, not only because Auschwitz is also an important place for our church, extremely right now during the Year of Mercy, but also because those two places were really important for pilgrims coming to Poland, and we had like thousands of hundreds of pilgrims coming there before going to Krakow. So the fact that also Pope has visited those two venues is very important to pilgrims because they showed them that they really all attended, let's say, the most important places for the Polish Church and Polish history.
There seemed to be more people than everyone thought there was going to be. I mean, obviously were the registrations, but there seemed to be a lot more people there.
Yes, we had about 2.5 million pilgrims for the final mass, and we are really glad about it because from the very beginning we were trying to repeat that the prayer with the Pope is open to everyone, so that we'd like really to invite everyone to be here with us, to pray with us, to participate in the big event. Myself, I received many emails, many phone calls from my friends, from journalists from all over the world saying that after what they have seen at the beginning of the week via media, they would like to join, they would like to come. And really, there were a lot of people inspired by the first event, by the first testimonies of young people that joined this community without registration, without planning that, having planned that before. So that's also a proof that World Youth Day has got this apostolic and universal dimension, that it's really not only an event that can bring the fruit afterwards, but it's also an event that is inspiring immediately when it happens.
Just one final question. I suppose the work starts now for Panama, doesn't it? The work starts now for evangelization. The work starts now to get Panama organized.
Well, we're in touch with local organizing committee from Panama. First of all, to share with them our experience, to share with them everything that we have seen, we have observed during those 2-3 years. It's not only about logistics, because logistics always serves those spiritual components, but first of all, to share with them our experience of what Universal Church is, because personally for me and for my colleagues, those 3 years of working for Lord Jesus were mainly 3 years of discovering and recognizing the community of the Universal Church. And most of the ideas that have become the part of the Lord Jesus program, of the Lord Jesus schedule, came from the different communities, different nations, different young people from all over the world. So in our opinion, preparing Lord Jesus is first of all discovering how rich the Universal Church is, how full of talents are young people, how full of different ideas are young and the communities from all over the world. So for sure, that will be our first advice for anyone who will be organizing the next event.